Welcome to the Living Through Heart podcast. I'm Donna Joyasha and I'm an analytical hypnotherapist, a psychotherapist, a spiritual healer, a magnetic mind coach, and a multi-award winning best-selling author. I believe that everybody is capable of creating whatever they want if they can just get out of the beliefs and stories in their head. This podcast is an audio blog of my thoughts as I go on a journey to heal my soul, surrender into my feminine power, and to live from the present moment in heart. I hope you find it amusing, interesting, thought-provoking, touching, raw, and inspiring. Hi, I'm Donna Joyasha from the Magnetic Life Club, and today I want to talk about the power of assumption. So the Oxford Dictionary states an assumption is something that is accepted as true or is certain to happen without proof. So it's really a made-up thing that we take as truth. And yet the real power behind an assumption happens because of quantum physics. Now, you may have heard me talk about quantum physics before. I'm not an expert in it. I don't totally understand it, but I get very excited about it. And I get very excited about something called the double slit experiment. So in case you haven't heard me talk about it before, I'll just really quickly go over it now. The double slit experiment was something that was done back in the early 1900s when they were trying to work out how a photon behaved. So a photon is the very smallest subatomic particle, and at the essence of who we are, if you broke us down smaller and smaller and smaller, so if you went down through our muscles and then down through our cells and our bone, and then down to atoms, protons, photons, all this stuff, and then the very smallest thing, everything is made up of photons. So we are basically consists of photons that are our smallest building block. And photons are energy, they're light energy. So they're just energy, basically. So we are made up of energy. And in the double slit experiment, they were looking at how photons behaved. And they had a photon gun, so 5 photons out, and they had one sheet that had like 2 slits in it, and the second sheet behind it that they could develop and see where these photons were landing. And when they were observing it with the photons coming out, what they were seeing was kind of like you'd put one sheet over the other and just colored it in. So these photons were just going, and then the ones that were going straight ahead were making it through and were hitting directly onto that next sheet behind. So it's like photons were behaving as a particle, just shooting out straight. But then something really interesting happened. They left the room, so they weren't actually observing the experiment anymore, and they had the photon gun on. And when they came back, the sheet behind looked different. Instead of just having these 2 defined slits, it now was shadows, like a zebra. So zebra crossing. And what they repeated this time and time again, and finally they had to come to some conclusion surrounding it, right? And the definition of the Copenhagen interpretation of this experiment is that when photons are observed by consciousness, they behave as a particle, and when they're not, they behave as a wave. So the very essence of what we are made of behaves differently when it is being consciously observed to when it is being ignored. So when we assume something about somebody, including ourselves, we are observing them. And we are basically collapsing them into that thing. We can collapse them up or we can collapse them down. So what I mean by collapsing them? So what they've realized is that the subatomic material and photons, they don't actually exist in any sort of point in time until we consciously observe them, and they collapse into that which we see. So when we're not observing them, they actually exist as a field of infinite probability of where they could actually be. And then as soon as they're consciously observed, they collapse into reality, into what we see. So what we are made of collapses when it is consciously observed. So a great example of this is when we're assuming things about people, right? We've been collapsing them into something that we are assuming them as. So you might have been collapsed into something. So for example, if you're watching this, there's a good chance that you're an entrepreneur. There's a good chance that you might have done something like network marketing. You are in network marketing, or it may be something else, something unrelated. When you're talking to somebody and they are totally misunderstanding you or assuming something about you, about who you are, your character. So they might be assuming that you're this when in reality you're that, okay? And this often happens when you tell your family something, right, about yourself, and they think you're an idiot, right? And you're passionately believing one thing, and they're like believing the other, and they're collapsing you into this belief structure that what you're saying is ridiculous and wrong. So just have a think about that. Have a think about some time where you've been talking to somebody. Maybe it's just somebody that you barely know, or maybe it's somebody that you were at school with, and when you start talking to them and the way they're behaving towards you, you can see they believe something about you that you believe is not true. Now, how does that feel? If you think about that, how does it feel? For me, it feels very constrictive. I almost feel like this pressure on me, pushing me down. It's like this, I can't, almost can't speak anymore. And then you start struggling to try and be understood, to try and be heard, to try and get them to understand you. But the thing is, they're already assuming something else. They've already collapsed you into this other identity. And now you're fighting against that. Now think of a time when you have been observed by somebody collapsing you up. So maybe it's your parents, maybe it was a mentor, somebody who believed 100% in you and your capability of doing something. Maybe it was like a sports team or you know, going for an exam or something, job interview, where this person believed 100% that you could do it. And they believed in you more than you believed in you. And you know, they believed in you more than that you could do it than you had certainty that you could do it. Now feel into that. How does that feel? I mean, that is expansive, right? It's totally the opposite. When somebody doesn't believe in you and they project you onto that, they collapse you into that, it's constricting. When somebody believes in you beyond what you believe in yourself, it's expansive. In the first, you find yourself behaving maybe in an unnatural way, moving into head, not heart, as you try and defend yourself. Maybe you don't end up going for something because of the feeling that you get. And their certainty that you can't do it starts to permeate into you, and then you start to believe you can't either. In the second, you believe you can do it. You go in and you get it done, right? If this person hadn't believed in you, maybe you wouldn't have performed as well as you did. But them expanding you beyond, them believing in you and assuming that you can do it, allows you to go and do it, allows you to collapse into that possibility. So we can choose in every moment what we collapse ourselves into. We can choose to collapse ourselves into a life of freedom, into a life we love, or we can choose to collapse ourselves into a life of lack, a world where things just happen to us. The truth is that whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you are right. And it's all because of quantum physics. So I want to ask you, which will you decide for you? You decide to keep collapsing yourself into something of lack, something that you're really not that happy in, something where you're always struggling? Or will you choose to collapse yourself into something where you can have an abundant life of your dreams? The choice is yours. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Living Through Heart podcast. To find out more about me and Living Through Heart, check out donnajoyusher.com and livingthroughheart.com. There you'll find links to everything you need, including some free tools to help you and ways you can work with me on your own soul healing journey.